Hi, everybody. I'm Sam, and this is My Sister's Diary. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of My Sister's Diary. I hope everyone is having a great whatever day it is you're listening to this, and I'm so thankful to be in your ears this fine day. I was going to say morning, but who knows what time you're listening to it. I don't really listen to podcasts in the morning, so I'm going to guess it's like midday. I hope everyone's having a great midday or evening. I don't know. Whatever time you listen to your podcast. Let me talk really quick about some updates, I guess. I don't really like to say life updates because nothing has really changed. It's just like things that have happened to me, I guess. So let me just tell you some things that have happened to me in the last week. We went camping again. It's not really camping. It's more like glamping, kind of, but not really glamorous. We went to a place that had cabins, and you could also bring your campers too. But we didn't bring our camper. We just stayed in one of the cabins, and they're not fancy by any means. Like, they don't have a bathroom in there. They're just beds pretty much, and they're kind of dusty, and the beds freaking suck. Some people said that their bed was good, but mine, Robbie and I slept on a queen bed, which is fine. The size, it's not that big of a deal, but the bed like caved in the middle. Like, it was shaped like a V pretty much. And so we were like falling into each other the whole night. And when I'm tired, my patience is thin. It is very thin. I don't get hangry. I don't know what the word is. I get like sleep rage, tired rage. And so when we're going to sleep, and Robbie takes a long time to kind of like get settled in the bed. So he's like moving around, adjusting the blanket, rubbing his feet together for a long time. And that's fine. This could be a thing that bothers me that shouldn't, because I think that that's how most people are. I think it takes them a minute to kind of get comfy or whatever. I'm the type of person, I get in bed, I lay down on my pillow, I pull the covers up, and I'm done moving. I'm ready to go to sleep. I don't want to feel any more movement in the bed. So when Robbie and I were sleeping, when we were camping, and I was really tired because our kids slept like absolute garbage. Well, actually, no, our kids slept fine, but our baby slept like garbage. And I was tired, and I was like, you better stop moving right now, or you're sleeping on the floor with the rats. Just kidding. But yeah, that was something that bothered me that shouldn't, because it's a me problem. Again, it's a me problem. It's one of those things. I don't know if it's related to like my sensory issues, but it's one of those things where I'm like, can you stop fidgeting? Can you stop, please? And when people do, like, I know a lot of people do this, and I know I'm weird, okay? I recognize that. I know I'm the weird one. But a lot of people rub their feet together at night, and they call it like cricketing. And I hate that. I hate it. I hate the feeling of my feet touching at night. That's why I wear socks to bed, because I cannot stand my feet touching. It like feels, my feet feel hot. They feel gross. I don't know. I just hate that. And I can hear Robbie doing that sometimes, rubbing his feet together. And I'm like, you have to stop, or I my head will explode. It will explode. So anyway, that's not what I was planning on talking about. I was planning on talking about how fun camping was. But we go up to this little like retreat. That makes it sound super fancy. It's not fancy, but it is really fun. Like, they have this big pavilion and like a bunch of cabins, like I said. And we went with our extended family. It's always so much fun. I just love like our family reunions with this side of the family. With our other side of the family, it is like this too. But with this side, it's just very like, we don't really have anything planned necessarily, like time wise. And we just kind of chill and hang out, play games, you know, talk and laugh with each other. And it's really just, it's so much fun. And I look forward to it every year. So, yeah, that's what we did this weekend. And the other thing I wanted to talk a little bit about, if you follow me on Instagram, I talked about it on there. I do my own nails most of the time. Well, actually all the time. I don't think I've ever had my nails professionally done, but Kate, my sister, she started doing them a couple years ago, and she showed me how to do it. And then I did acrylic for a while, like the dip acrylic, and that took forever. It literally took me like 7 hours. So I started doing the gel It's like, it looks like a press-on nail, but you put gel glue underneath it, and then you press it onto your nail and cure it under UV light. So I've been doing that for, I don't know, maybe 2 years. It's been a while. Maybe a year. I think it's been like 2 years, though. Maybe not. Maybe it's only been, I don't know. Either way, I've been doing that, and it's been working great. And I feel like my nails look pretty good for doing it by myself. And all of a sudden, I did them while my kids were gone last week. They went to summer camp with my mom again, and I did my nails. And after I did them, I didn't notice it immediately, but pretty soon after that, like the next morning when I woke up, my fingers were itching. Like the tips of my fingers were itching. And I don't know if you guys have ever tried, because I don't know if any of you guys have ever had the tips of your fingers itch, but it's impossible to itch them. You can't scratch the itch. So it just feels like, I don't know. Like, I was going to make myself bleed. I was trying to scratch them so hard, but like I wasn't getting any relief from it. And then they started to get a little bit red around my nail base. And I was like, okay, something's going on. And I'd seen a little bit on TikTok, like people say contact dermatitis on their nails. And I was like, I'm never going to get that because I do my nails really carefully. And it's true. I do them really carefully. I think where I went wrong with this set was, number one, I have a different light that I've only used a couple times. I don't think I'm using it right. And number two, I did the gel glue pretty thick, and I think I shouldn't have done it quite so thick. And yeah, I got it. I must have gotten it on like the tip of my finger where, I don't know, like under, I don't know how to explain it. Like just at the end of my finger. I must have gotten some glue that squished out at the end of the nail. And because my thumbs, like the tips of my thumbs are peeling and cracking, and like my nails are lifting off the nail bed, and it's pretty painful and pretty irritating, and it looks really gross and disgusting. And yeah, if you guys ever do your own nails and you think, well, I'm never going to get contact dermatitis because it's really rare. Turns out it's not that rare, and you can do it. You can be doing your nails for a long time and then all of a sudden get it. And just have an allergy, like one day not have it and the next day have it. So I'm really bummed. I'm hoping that I can figure out a way, maybe get a different polish or a different glue and a different light maybe and still be able to do it. I don't know. It's gonna take me a while. I'm gonna let this fully heal and like, you know, give it some time before I even attempt to do something again. But I don't know. I really like having my nails done. It makes me feel like a tiny little lady, and I love it. So I'm bummed. I hopefully I can figure out how to still do that. Okay. I think that's all I really had to talk about. Let me think. Oh yeah, I'm not going to talk about that. Okay. Let's just dive right into things that bother me, but shouldn't. And I'll tell you a couple of mine. First one I kind of talked about, I wasn't planning on talking about, but the thing with the feet at night, that bothers me. Doesn't matter who I'm sleeping next to, if I can hear you rubbing your feet together, I want to die. Literally, I want to die. Okay, next one. When people say, I don't know how. Let me explain. Like, if you say, I don't know how as an excuse to not do something, in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, I didn't know how once and I had to learn and now I know how. So when people are like example off the top of my head or something like that is people, if I'm like, hey, you want to come play this card game with us? And they're like, no, I don't know how. And I'm like, well, no, duh. Like none of us knew how when we first started playing the game. There's instructions. Like I'll teach you how to play. If you don't want to play, just say, that's okay. I don't really want to. Or not right now. I'm good. I don't want to play. Don't say I don't know how as an excuse to not do it. Or, and that goes with anything, not just like games or whatever it is. If people are like, yeah, I don't know how. And I'm like, what? Nobody knew how. Nobody knew how. And everybody had to learn how. So that's a stupid, stupid excuse. Stop saying I don't know how. If you say I don't know how and you're like, I don't know how, but I'm willing to learn, that's different. But if you're just like saying it as an alternative to saying no or to saying I don't want to, that doesn't work. That doesn't work because nobody knew how. Just say, I don't want to, or just say no. You know what I mean? Okay. Next one that bothers me that shouldn't is, this one's very niche, I guess. Not really. It really doesn't make any sense. And I kind of feel mean saying it, but Will Ferrell, the actor. Yeah. It's totally unexplainable. And it's absolutely a me problem. And no hate to him. You know, I don't know him personally. So he's probably a really nice man. But the movies that he's in, I just don't really find him very funny. I'm sorry I said it. I'm sorry. I just don't really find him that funny. And like the movie Elf, people are obsessed with it every Christmas. They're like, I want to watch Elf. I want to watch Elf. And I'm like, I don't. I really could think of 100 other Christmas movies I'd rather watch than Elf. Or let me think of another one. Land of the Lost. No, I do not want to watch that movie. I don't want to ever see it again, actually. I'm good. I'm fine. I don't want to see it ever again. The only movie I can think of that I really think he's kind of funny in is Step Brothers. And even then, it's only like a couple one-liners. And other than that, I'm like, okay, this is just obnoxious and not funny, if that makes sense. But yeah, I don't know what it is about. It's just like not my style of humor and I don't get it. And I understand why that's a me problem because I don't get it. But yeah, I'm sure you guys have an actor out there. Everyone has one, you know, that they just drive you crazy and you don't really know why. You're just like, I can't watch a movie with that person in it. And that's fine. Not everyone's going to be everyone's cup of tea. But yeah, Will Ferrell is that person for me. It used to be Adam Sandler, but then he kind of grew on me and I like him in most of his movies. Some of them, I'm like, okay, this is too stupid. But I think that's just the genre of movie. But Will Ferrell, it seems like every single acting job he has is like the same. And he is the same in all of them. I don't know. Okay, next one. When people don't use punctuation when they're texting. And this one doesn't drive me absolutely bonkers necessarily because I've learned as I've gotten older that you just really shouldn't read into text messages because you can't hear like the inflection of someone's voice. And so you try to make it up in your head. And then I've learned like, I'm making this up. They're not doing it. I'm making it up. So just to take every text message, whatever you, if you see it and you're like, okay, well they hate me. Just, you know, take a step back and be like, they probably don't. But when people text me and they say something like if I'm like, hey, do you want to go, I don't know, to the store with me? And they're like, no, I don't. And then there's no punctuation. There's no anything. There's no smiley face. There's no whatever. Or they're like, that's okay, I'm good. And then they, no punctuation, no period, no explanation point, no smiley face. I just assume that they're mad at me. I'm like, okay, well, you hate me and I did something annoying and now I don't know what to do about it. That's definitely what I assume most of the time. Unless I am in a good headspace and then I'm like, you know what? They probably don't hate me. But most of the time, if they're not using punctuation or very little punctuation, I just like the voice in my head reads it as them being angry. Does that make sense? So when I'm texting, I probably use way too much. Oh my gosh. Way too much punctuation. Like I use a lot of exclamation marks, exclamation points. That word is hard for me to say. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Explanation marks, points. I don't know. Anyway, I use a lot of those and people are probably like, stop shouting at me. I'm not shouting. I'm just saying it with enthusiasm. Okay. Next one. Okay. This is my last one. And then we'll dive into your guys's, your submissions. Okay. When people preface something by saying no offense, or they preface something mean and they're like, no offense, but, or they say, don't get mad at me or promise you won't be mad. And they're just trying to excuse themselves for being rude. Hold on, my daughter is knocking on the door. Okay, I'm back. What I was saying, let me go back to my notes. Oh, yeah, when people preface something mean by saying no offense or don't get mad at me, they're just trying to get themselves off the hook for saying something rude or, I don't know, rude, I guess. If people are like, no offense, but that outfit makes you look really fat. And I'm like, you can't say no offense because that line is offensive. You know what I mean? You can't just say no offense and it takes the offense out of the meaning of whatever you just said. No, it doesn't work like that. Also, you can't tell somebody to promise not to be mad when they don't have all the information. You know, if you haven't told someone the thing that you think is going to make them mad and you say, well, you promise you can't be mad. You can't make them promise that because they don't know what you're going to say. So just don't say it. Just don't say it. Okay, next. Oh, that was my last one. Let's dive into your guys' submissions. Let me pull them up really quick. Okay, first one says, hold on. Okay. The way my husband brushes his teeth, like it's literally none of my business, but I can't stop myself from telling him he's doing it wrong every time I see him brushing. Oh, I think a lot of us women relate to this, not necessarily with brushing their teeth. I don't know. I think it's just at the end of the day, we've been so overstimulated, especially if you're a stay-at-home mom. Not saying that working moms can't also be overstimulated, but I think a lot of times, in my experience, because I am a stay-at-home mom, I'm just so frazzled by the end of the day. I've been asked 1,000 questions. I've been touched 1 million times, and I have no control over my children in a way. Like, I can tell them what to do, but they don't really listen. And so then when I'm with my husband and I'm like, I can tell him exactly what to do. I think that's what my brain is doing. I don't think it's that I'm actually bothered by the things that he's doing. I think it's that I am like grasping for any sort of control, if that makes sense. So I know that's toxic and I'm working on it, but I think that might be what's going on. I'm just so frazzled by the end of the day, and that's no excuse because he's also had a long day, you know what I mean? So I need to get my shiz together and not do that. But yeah, I understand, you know. Yeah, just when I'm on edge, I think that's what it is. When I'm on edge, little tiny things bother me, and yeah, that's what this episode's about. Things that bother us that don't make sense. So there's really no explanation for it. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Sorry, I had to sniff. Okay, next one says, when someone doesn't text me back but is online nonstop. I feel a little called out, actually. Sometimes my like mental load is to a place where when someone's texting me and I know it's not like emergent, I just kind of put it in the back of my mind, which I know is frustrating because people want a response. That's why they're texting. And I just put it in the back of my mind and I just kind of go about my day and then I forget about it. I intend to reply sooner, but I just kind of forget. But then I know I get online and I post something on my Instagram story or I send them a TikTok and I'm like, oh crap, I haven't texted them back yet. And so I know that's probably frustrating. I doubt this person is talking directly to me, but possibly. Yeah, I understand both sides of this because I definitely get, if I'm texting someone and it's important and I can see that they're online and they're just not answering me back, for one, I'll assume that they're mad at me because that's what I do. I just assume people are mad at me. It's a problem. I'm working on it in therapy. Okay. And for number two, I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed at it. So yeah, let's all do our best to try and text people back in a timely manner. But you should also not expect an immediate response when you're texting someone. Like, give them a break, okay? Give them a break. Okay, next one says, when people ask me why I don't have kids yet. Okay, this also bothers me. I have kids. But when people talk about other people not having kids, I'm like, it's none of your freaking business. Like, why? And I think it's the culture that we live in Utah specifically. Like, everyone just assumes that everybody wants to have kids. That's everyone's assumption, is that every single person wants to have kids. And if they don't want to have kids, you're like, well, why? You know, why would you ever not want to have kids? And I'm like, well, you obviously don't understand. That's why you're asking it. So you're not going to understand. You know what I mean? And it's not a them problem for not wanting kids. It's just they want different things out of life. And it's not your place. Like, if somebody doesn't want to have kids and that's what they've decided and they, you know, are going about their lives and they've decided not to have kids, they probably shouldn't have kids. You know, you can't force every single person to be a parent because they may not be a very good one if they're forced into it. You know what I mean? Not to say that like people who have unexpected pregnancies or whatever won't be good parents. I just mean that not everyone should have to want to be a mom. Not everyone should have to want to be a dad. It should be something that you want, you know, and it should be something that you love to do. And so I don't understand when people, they expect it to be like the next thing. They expect you to want it. You know what I mean? So when they ask you, why don't you have any kids yet? They're genuinely confused as to why you don't have kids, because in their mind, they're like, oh, well, they're suffering from infertility, or, oh, they are waiting till this happens or whatever. They're expecting an answer from you that just tells, they're expecting you to explain to them why you haven't had kids yet. They're not expecting you to say, well, I don't want kids. You know what I mean? They're like, why haven't you had them yet? And now that I'm thinking about this, this may be This person says, ask me why I don't have kids yet. So you, as the person who wrote this in, you may want kids. I know I kind of took this as someone who doesn't want kids, but now that I read it again, I understand that this person who wrote this in, they may want kids, but people are asking them why they don't have kids yet. And the same thing applies as in, it's none of that person's freaking business, because it's very personal. It's, think about the way kids are made, okay? Just think about that for a second. Don't think about it too hard, obviously, but think about it. And then somebody's grandpa, somebody's dad, somebody's aunt is just asking you, well, why haven't you done that yet? Why haven't you made any children? And you're like, bug off. Bug off. It's none of your business why I don't have kids yet. There's a lot of reasons why people wait to have kids or why they don't have kids yet. And it's just none of your business. If you're in a conversation with like a girlfriend or something and you're talking and you're like, I'd really like to have kids. And they're like, oh, well, like, when do you want to have kids? And you just are in that kind of conversation. That makes sense for them to ask like why you don't have kids yet or whatever. But when people can't read the room and they're just like, oh, well, they're married and so they should be having kids right now, or, you know, whatever it is, it's just none of people's business. I just am so sick of people asking about that. Or it's people like Robbie and I have decided that this is our last baby. Like, we're done having kids after three. And we still get a lot of people who are like, I don't know, they're always saying, well, you know, you never know, or just asking or implying that we should have more children. And I'm like, you know, this is a decision that we made. I feel like I can be the best mom to three kids. I don't know if I have the capacity to be a good mom to more than that. And so that's where my priorities lie. I don't want, my priorities don't lie in just having as many children as I possibly can. Okay, sorry. That was a tangent. Okay, next one says, this one's so real. When McDonald's makes you pull forward and wait, and then they bring you your food to the window the moment you finally park. I'm like, okay, well, why did you make me move? Because it's literally been 10 seconds. You could have just given me my food at the window. You know what I mean? It inconvenienced everyone. Not only, you had to walk outside, hand me my food. So by the time you walked outside, that took 10 seconds. So you're telling me that the food was ready. You just wanted me to, you know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. I don't understand. Also, I feel like the chance for them to mess up the order is almost 100% guaranteed when they make you pull forward. I don't know what it is about that, but when they make you pull forward, I feel like most of the time they're wrong. Like, the order's wrong. And I'm like, okay, you had extra time to get it right. So why did you get it wrong? When I was a kid, when we'd go to McDonald's, every single time, my mom would pull forward after we got our food on purpose to check our order, because they always got it wrong. Every single time they got it wrong. Like, we were always missing a cheeseburger, or we didn't have a set of fries. And when you have kids in the car and they're promised fries, you better make sure you're getting those fries, because the tantrum that's going to ensue is not worth it. It's worth it to go back inside, demand your fries, and get back out than to just split fries with a different child. No, you can't split fries. Every child needs their own set of fries, okay? So McDonald's needs to understand that. They need to understand that I want what I ordered. And I don't want to have to pull forward for an order that's already ready, you know? Just, this is annoying. Okay, next one says, when I look really freaking gorgeous and my husband doesn't compliment me. Also, when he doesn't, I go and stand in front of the mirror and pull a Grinch. Ooh, ah, that's it. I'm not going. But then throw stabs such as, well, I think I look good and I'm offended that you didn't say it first. Yeah, I understand this one in a sense. I think that men, I understand not wanting to have to ask for it. You know what I mean? Like, when I say, oh, I feel really ugly, and my husband's like, no, you look gorgeous. And I'm like, why can't you just, I realize that I'm fishing. I realize I'm fishing for the compliment. Like, I want him to tell me I'm pretty. But then I'm also like, I don't want to have to do that. I want you to just say it. I don't want to have to ask if I look good. I don't want to have to, you know what I mean? Like, I want you to just say it. I want you to look at me and be like, wow, you look freaking good. I don't want to have to fish for it. So yeah, I understand that in a sense, but also, I don't know. I think throwing stabs, being in the habit of throwing stabs like that and being offended just isn't, it won't be productive for your relationship. Does that make sense? Productive is probably the wrong word, but it won't be healthy for your relationship. So yeah, I'm making this deeper than it really is, but just have a conversation with them and be like, I don't want to have to ask for it. I want you to genuinely say things like, pay more attention to me, basically. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Next one says, when you ask a person a question and the first reaction is, huh, and then they actually answer it. I am 100% guilty of this because I think my brain is trying to catch up and they say something and I'm like, huh? And then in the meantime, I'm using context clues. I understand what they said. And so then I'm like, oh, okay. And then I answer it. So I'm guilty of this, but I could understand how that would be really annoying and bothersome because you're like, quit saying, huh, if you don't actually mean, huh. Like, quit saying, huh, and then I start saying it again, but you're already answering it because then it makes it awkward and weird. So, yeah, I totally get where you're coming from with that one. Okay, next one says, my son, who is 6, thinks he needs me to get him dressed when he's been doing it for years. I think kids always, they go through, like, phases where they regress in certain things, and I think it usually means something. Like, something's happening to them where they need more attention or whatever. And not to make that super deep again. But yeah, I understand when your kids are like my daughter, for example, she knows how to brush her teeth. But like every once in a while, she'll be like, I need you to help me. And I'm like, no, you don't need me to help. You know how to do it. But the same thing, like when your 6-year-old is like, I need you to help me get dressed. And I'm like, you've been getting yourself dressed since you were 4 years old. Like, why do you suddenly need my help? I don't get it. So yeah, I understand that. Okay, next one. Sorry, I just sniffed right into the microphone. It says, when I'm only ever asked to bring bottled drinks, I'm actually a very good cook, but my in-laws only ever want me to bring drinks because they only want certain and same foods at every family event. Yeah, I also get sick of having the same exact foods every time we meet up with certain family members. But at the same time, it's predictable. So I'm like, I know exactly what I'm getting myself into. I know I'm not going to have any tummy issues because I know what I'm going to eat. I know what to expect. I know what to prep my kids with. I know all these things, you know, so just look on the bright side a little bit with that. But also, I could understand how it might feel disrespectful in ways for them to be like, no, I don't want you to bring anything. I just want you to bring like a can of 7-Up. Or a bottle, not a can, a single can that we can all share. No, if they're like, just bring a bottle of 7-Up and some Country Time lemonade, you know, you're like, no, I want to bring something. I want to show off my cooking skills. You know, if I was a good cook, I would want to show off my cooking skills and have people ooh and ah over my ability to cook. So I understand that. Okay. Next one says, this one is so real. This is like the epitome of what I'm talking about with this episode. When my husband says thank you for dinner multiple times, like before we eat, during, more than once, and after. Like, I should be glad he's thankful, but it's like a mental load thing of having to respond every single time. Yeah, I totally get this. Not that my husband does this, but sometimes like when people are saying sorry all the time, way too much, I'm like, quit saying sorry, because I don't want it to be like, oh, it's okay, or no, don't worry about it. Just quit saying sorry. It's fine. You don't have to say sorry. So when someone's saying like, thank you for this wonderful dinner, thank you, it tastes so good, thank you, and you're like, okay, you already said it once, like I don't want to keep telling you, oh, you're welcome, because then it gets repetitive, and it can get awkward too. So I totally get this. That is definitely something that would bother someone, but like shouldn't bother them because it's not that big of a deal. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, that does bother me. Okay, I have a couple more. Let me read them. Okay, someone says, when people, this one is like me. I could wrote this myself. People chewing with their mouth closed, but still somehow loud. This is my husband 100%. And again, it's a me problem. I recognize that. But when he's chewing his food, his mouth is closed, but like I can hear his teeth crunching together. And I'm like, I can't be by you because you're still chewing loud, even though you're chewing with your mouth closed. And so I'm better about this now than I used to be. I used to just get mad at people and be like, you need to stop, you need to change. And now I'm like, okay, I need to remove myself from the situation because I can't control myself. And it's the way you're eating is fine. You shouldn't have to change the way you're eating for me, you know? But yeah, I totally get that. I think that's the thing that bothers a lot of people, though. So not necessarily something that shouldn't bother you that does. It's something that bothers you that should. Okay. Next one. When someone breathes too loud through their nose. Again, I could write the same thing. But when I'm sitting next to someone and I can hear them breathing, not just like normal breathing, like when they're like, I'm like, are you okay? Do you need an ambulance? Do you need an inhaler or a respirator or something? Because are you good? Are you good? You know? Okay, next one says, when a stranger calls me sweetie or honey, like, are we even close? No, we're not close. When it doesn't bother me so much, actually, but I could see how it bothers other people because you're like, it makes you feel small, I guess, when they're like, oh, sweetie, it's fine. The only time I don't like this is like one time I was on the phone with someone from the hospital and I needed something scheduled and they weren't taking me seriously. Like, I needed a procedure scheduled and they were like, oh, honey, we don't just schedule that for anybody who calls. And I'm like, biatch, I know. I have a referral. I need this procedure to be scheduled and done. Just get me on the schedule. Don't call me honey. I'm not 5 years old, okay? That's when it bothers me. Though when people like the grocery clerk say like, honey, it doesn't really bother me, you know? Okay, next one says, oh, hold on. I just missed it. Oh, someone who parks slightly over the line in a parking lot. You know, there's people who do this on purpose because they want to take up two stalls because they think their car is so much better than everyone else's car in the entire world and they don't want a single scratch on their car. When people do that, it makes me want to park next to them just because, even though I would be taking up two spots myself also. But I'm like, what makes you queen of the world? What makes you want, what makes you deserve two spots? Especially when their car is like not even that nice. Like it's just a regular old car, you know, like it's not like a Maserati or anything like that. It's just like a Kia Soul, you know. But also sometimes I do this because I'm just bad at parking. I always try to like repark if I realize I'm on the line, but sometimes I'm just bad at parking. So yeah, that does bother. I could understand why that bothers someone. But at the same time, why are we paying so much attention to where everybody's parking? Like just get over it. You know what I mean? Unless they're blocking their way in. Like when I have a baby in a infant carrier car seat and I'm trying to get it in the car and I can't open my door wide enough because someone's parked on the line, that pisses me off. And then sometimes I don't feel that bad about accidentally dinging their car because I can't get in mine. I saw a sticker one time, I think it was on TikTok, I don't know, someone that was like, don't park close to me, I'm fat. And I want to get one of those just because I'm like, give me room. Give me room to open my door, okay? I don't want to have to slam. I don't like slamming people's cars, okay? Obviously, nobody wants to do that. But when you park so close to me that I have no choice but to touch your car, there's a chance that you might get scratched. So just don't park too close. Don't park on the lines. Okay. Couples who share a Facebook account. Okay, I'm just going to say it. People who share a Facebook account, I just assume in my mind that one of you has, you know, stepped out on your marriage. That's just my assumption. I know that's a terrible assumption that nobody should make, but especially when people go from having two separate ones to having a joint one all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, why do you have a joint Facebook account? Like, what's going on? What's going on? That's just what I assume. That's terrible of me to say. Okay, I'm positive my husband wrote this. There's no other way because Kate says loud gulping while drinking water. Yeah, I didn't realize that I did this until they pointed it out. And now every time I drink something, I'm like, oh my gosh, I do swallow freaking loud. I swallow like I've never had water in my entire life. Like, you know, when you're 6 years old and you come inside and you get a drink of water and you're just like, oh, that's what I sound like when I swallow, when I drink water or anything. I sound like I'm 6 years old, just coming off the Sahara Desert and never having seen water before. So I apologize for that. And you're right, it shouldn't bother you. I'm just kidding, but whatever. Okay, next one says, when someone scrolls on their phone during a conversation. You know, yeah. Okay, if you're scrolling on your phone in the middle of a conversation, you're just flat out rude. That should bother you. That's not something that shouldn't bother you that does. That should bother you because that's rude. When someone scrolls on their phone, like while you're watching a movie together, that's something that bothers me, but it shouldn't because like, who cares? It's none of my business what they're doing, you know? But in my mind, I'm like, you're not paying as much attention as me. So why are you on your phone? I don't know. It just bothers me. I'm sure I'm not the only person that thinks that, but maybe I am. Okay. When people double text a question mark when I didn't reply fast enough. Yeah, sometimes I do this. But I do it mostly to my mom because I'm like, okay, she probably opened my message and didn't realize she opened it. So I'm just going to send another question mark because she probably didn't see it. But yeah, sometimes when people do that to me and I'm like, chill out, relax, bro. I haven't drafted my message yet. Okay. I haven't drafted it and sent it to the group chat and to have it approved yet. So just give me a sec. Okay. Give me a sec. It's impatience is what it is. Okay. I think I have three more. Okay. When someone says calm down while I'm perfectly calm, like it makes me more mad when people say it. Yeah, this is never good. You know what trick I do? I like to ask people 100 times, are you mad? It always makes them mad. Just spoiler alert, if you ask someone 100 times if they're mad, it starts to make them mad. Same thing with if you tell someone to calm down, chances are they're not going to calm down. They're going to be more irritated. So just don't say it. Don't be like me and don't ask your husband 75,000 times if he's mad, because then it will start making him mad. Okay, this one is so, so real, and I think it does bother everybody. Adults who baby talk to their partners in public or anywhere. Yeah, don't talk like a baby to your spouse or your partner, or whoever it is. Don't talk like a baby. I don't understand why people do it. It's really, really, the only word for it is it's annoying, and I don't want to hear it. It makes me feel icky. I'm like, why are you talking to them? I'm like, oh, baby, just. I'm sad. Can you come over here? And, I don't know. You know what I mean? Or I don't know how to explain it. Just don't talk like a baby to your partner. Just don't do it. I think it's people are like maybe shy or insecure. I don't know what it is. It's just a weird thing that weird thing that people do. And again, it shouldn't bother me because it's none of my business. It's none of my business what people talk to, how people talk to their partner. But at the same time, I'm like, I can hear you. So if I can hear you, it becomes my business, right? That's how I see it. Okay, last one says, people who microwave something stinky at work, like fish. Yes. What? Okay, if you bring tuna fish to work to eat, you better be in your own freaking supply closet eating that tuna fish. It better not like waft into my nose holes at all. I do not want to smell someone else's tuna at work. It's disgusting. Or if you bring like egg salad sandwich and it smells like farts immediately upon opening it, then I'm just going to assume you farted and you have a stomach ache and that's why you brought that, is so you could cover up your own farts. That's my assumption. That's the only reason why anyone would bring that to lunch. There's no way that someone's like that insistent. They're like, no, you don't understand. I have to eat egg salad sandwich for work. I have to. Like there was 100 things that they could have brought and they chose to bring that. They did it on purpose. Or if they choose to bring tuna fish, I'm like, you could have bought canned chicken instead of canned tuna, but you chose to bring tuna fish. So that just tells me that you stink and you're trying to cover it up with your tuna fish. Okay, now that I've probably upset every single person who listens by being grumpy, let's go ahead and end the episode for today. Thank you guys so much for listening and submitting your submissions. I really do enjoy reading through every single one of them. I'm sorry if I didn't get to yours. It's nothing personal. I just try to, you know, pick ones that I don't know. It's nothing personal. I only have time for a certain amount. So thank you guys again for participating and showing up on my Instagram. And I don't know why I'm dragging this on. But anyway, I hope you guys have a great week and I will see you next week. Thank you. Bye.